The Oregon Shakespeare Festival is making great efforts to take the messages from some of its works off the stage. The play Sweat by Lynn Nottage premiered at the festival this year. It's about workers affected by the changing economy in Reading, Pennsylvania. Strikes, layoffs, jobs moved offshore, it's all in there. OSF took the play off stage a few times to spur discussions of the themes that the play takes on. And OSF will do so again on Saturday with a discussion called Does Economic Recovery Help Everyone? To be held in Ashland Saturday morning, it turns out, 9 to 11. The discussion is part of OSF's Living Ideas program. Robert Goodwin is the in-residence programs manager in the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Education Department. And he's our guest in the studio. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. And along with us, because he's also part of the discussion on Saturday, Oregon State Representative Peter Buckley, Democrat from Ashland District 5.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us again.
I'm happy to be here.
So, Robert, it seems like the efforts that the Shakespeare Festival has made in terms of discussing the issues of any play are broader with Sweat than just about anything I've seen before, and that's 30 years in the Valley. Is that a fair assumption?
I think that's a fair assumption. I think that there's more of an impetus to engage in conversation. And to bring those themes off the stage in order to really relate to folk who come on campus to see shows, but also folk in the community to digest the work and the issues that affect us every day. And so I think those efforts are becoming a very much of a priority for us to kind of address.
Now, this is under the umbrella of the Living Ideas program at OSF. Was it created specifically for these kinds of discussions?
Most definitely. Most definitely. There was an idea from Bill Rausch to do humanity-centered programs. And so I kind of put together a couple of modes, the festival model, a humanities festival model, as well as a community engagement model, and kind of pushed them together. And this is what we're kind of working with to see, you know, how it works in the Valley and beyond.
Yeah. There have been a couple of discussions already. I mean, prior to this one, there was some stuff with the Oregon Conversation Project with Oregon Humanities. And how did those go?
Really well. Oregon Humanities is one of our sponsors for the program this year. And so we kind of aligned ourselves with their conversation projects and did a couple of efforts, one in Medford and one in Ashland. And they went well, very well attended. Interesting conversations about what it is to be an urban or rural Oregonian and those issues that come up, which are linked straight to Sweat, and all unemployment, the loss of industry, all of those issues came up. And, you know, as well as the issues of imports, what it is to be an Oregonian, since we have folk from California and myself am originally from Illinois. So it was an interesting kind of conversation.
Yeah, I've had discussions with people who say, yeah, I've been here for 20 years. I'm a native now.
Yeah.
That's the way it works in Oregon. So, Peter Buckley, well, actually, how long have you been in Oregon?
This is my 19th year in Oregon.
Okay, so you're a native.
A couple more years I'll be a native.
So these kinds of discussions, though, I mean, this is the kind of thing that legislators like to do. Is it actually seem to get a better response when it comes from somebody like the Oregon Shakespeare Festival?
Yeah, I think it's crucial. And to start off, I'm a big fan of the education programs at OSF. They do great work. The having this ability to have this discussion, when we do campaigns, we go out on the doors, we knock, you know, and pass out our campaign literature. In the last couple of years, this is what we've been hearing about. You know, as we come out of the recession, the stress level that people, that families are experiencing on the equity issue. You know, I lost my job, or I'm struggling to make ends meet with the pay I'm getting, or I had a good job and now I'm working a different job. These issues are at the forefront of what we're hearing on the political side over and over and over again. And in this last session, the 2015 legislative session, they're at the centerpiece of the discussions, the paid family leave, paid sick leave bill, whether we can pass a minimum wage increase. These issues just go right to the heart of families struggling, trying to get by. So it is a crucial time to talk about it. I would say that this is one of the two most vital issues that we have to face, equity in our country and climate change. Those are the two issues that we absolutely have to come to grips with. And I really give OSF credit for having these conversations, getting ideas out, hearing from people. People need to be heard.
You would have an interesting perspective just from the seats that you hold, because you your district is centered in Ashland, which is a place that indicates that there is just no gravity when it comes to real estate prices. They continue to go up.
Correct.
Even as wages seem to stagnate or even just don't go up anyway with the real estate prices. Plus the fact that as one of the major budget writers in the legislature, you get to see the effect that stagnating wages have on state income in a state that is funded heavily by the income tax. So I imagine when they called you and said, you want to talk about the economy, you said yes in less than one syllable.
Absolutely. I hope they won't regret that they asked me to come talk. But, you know, I've done presentations around the state on the budget, on Oregon's economy, where we're at. And the message is not always a happy one for people to hear. I gave a speech in Portland just about 2 weeks ago that right now this is really kind of as good as it gets for Oregon's economy. I mean, it's the best it's been in a couple decades. It's rolling pretty strong, yet still we have 22% of our kids are in poverty in our state. And absolutely unacceptable. And if you look at the forecast for the future, you take someone who's entering into college now or is in college now and graduating with debt, we haven't addressed that at all. So there's an entire generation coming up that's got this burden on their back. How is that going to transform what our society is like? So I do have an interesting perspective on it, given I've got to wrestle with the budget issues, try to figure out how to make the investments on the state side that are going to try to help families. But I also have to tell people, look, we have to be willing to look at significant changes on how we operate. Otherwise, this situation's not going to change. It's not going to get better naturally.
We are talking about the Oregon Shakespeare Festival play Sweat and a number of projects that come out of the Living Ideas Department at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to accompany the play itself. And this particular discussion, does economic recovery help everyone? We'll be at the Thomas Theater at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Saturday morning, 9 to 11. And it's a free event, but it is ticketed, which we'll have to have Robert Goodwin explain to us when we come back. But you can join this discussion about the economy and who it affects and tell your own story as well. We can make this a broad community discussion right here, right now with Robert Goodwin from the festival and State Representative Peter Buckley back on the Jefferson Exchange with our guests and you in a minute 25. Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're talking about the economy in the context of a stage show about the economy. The stage show is Sweat at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, a world premiere at the festival this year, brand new play. And the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's Living Ideas program has made several community outreach efforts to get people talking about the issues raised in Sweat, things like layoffs and job loss and offshoring of jobs and deindustrialization. All these themes in the play are things that are felt in real life and felt in real life in our part of the world. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk to Robert Goodwin, who's the in-residence programs manager in the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Education Department, and State Representative Peter Buckley of Ashland. He'll be part of a panel discussing, does economic recovery help everyone, Saturday morning at OSF. You can join us now at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Peter, I want to get your thoughts first on seeing Sweat.
Oh, it's an excellent production. It really is. It's thought-provoking, wonderful ensemble, and it's a very powerful script, very well done. Interestingly enough, I had the opportunity to see Sweat in kind of mid-September. Then I was up in Salem for a week, and on my way back from Salem, I stopped off in Albany and met with some steelworkers who have been locked out of their factory in Albany. And it was like Sweat on the streets, on the sidewalk of Albany, Oregon. Some of these guys have been working for the same company for 28 years, and yet they're locked out because they won't accept a list of reductions in pay, in benefits, in retirement, even though their company is highly profitable. So it's happening right now. It's happening in our state. It's happening around the country. I really encourage people to see the production. It's an outstanding production. It goes right to the heart of what's going on.
Robert C. Goodwin, in the outreach that the Shakespeare Festival has made so far, and even just in responses that people have given after the plays, I wonder if a fair number have reported feeling a little squirmy during the show because these were things they knew from their own lives.
Yeah, I think that there is no doubt that the play is evocative. And when folks sit and listen to the issues, there's going to be resonance, because I think we all went through that period of time from the Great Recession, as it's being called now, to having to now see how we're going to reconstruct our lives. So a lot of people, and, you know, me included, were affected and are definitely moved. And I think that our efforts in kind of getting folk together to be able to discuss those challenges and work together, even to have some sort of balm to, you know, soothe some of the challenges, are, I mean, it's a huge thing to be able to do.
When you say you know it too, and you mentioned coming from Illinois, which is a Rust Belt state with a lot of factories shutting down over the years, so you know this in your own family?
Oh, most definitely. Family, self. I mean, when the unemployment rates went up over 10%, 11%, and I was in Chicago at the time, it was just hard time. We all, I think, family, extended families, all bound together to kind of make it through. So to be honest, me coming out to the Great Northwest was a definite help for me during the time. I think that it was a rejuvenation. I'm probably a parallel to a lot of folk that are sitting in the audience and who are in, you know, the listening audience as well.
Was the intention always to have these companion programs to Sweat, or does it was one of these deals where as you realized that Sweat was going to be on stage, it was like, well, this is a natural. This is the kind of thing we need to be taking out to the audience.
It kind of worked in parallel. We were planning on doing what became the Living Ideas Art and Community Dialogue Series, and then we got the perfect insertion point for the work. Sweat is topical. It's engaging. It allows us to program in a variety of different ways to engage those themes that are on the stage with audience. And so it allows for community collaboration. It allows for on-site discussion and discourse about the work. And so it kind of came together just synergistically, just totally perfect. And we already do a set of programs on campus that kind of goes into this kind of work, the Festival Noon series, which is an accompanying program. But the Living Ideas series was built to engage in a community-centric way, as well as to connect specifically to the work on stage.
Toward what goals? I mean, it'd be great if you sold more tickets, I know, but I mean, you want to be a player in the community too. And I wonder what you hope can come ultimately from having discussions, other than reminding people about some of the circumstances they've seen in their own lives.
Well, I think, you know, and not to be too philosophical, but, you know, art has always been the first media communicator and lesson teacher of all cultures across the world. And so this work, this program continues in that vein. How do we get together to help each other and solve problems? That's what story does on stage, and that definitely is what story does off stage between people. Hey, you know, I got this great story. This great thing happened to me, and then we learn from it, we laugh from it, and there's some definite human engagement. So that's the same effort that we want Living Ideas to do, even through deep dives as well as maybe, you know, just entertainment as well. And so I think the program is a classic modality for that.
Who else is on the panel besides State Representative Peter Buckley?
Yes, Darlene Ortega, who's a judge from the Court of Appeals, Luis Alfaro, who's a playwright in residence here at OSF and a professor at USC, and SOU's own Linda Wilcox-Young, who is the professor and chair of economics.
Okay, so and I noticed that there's a disclaimer that the members of the panel may be arguing positions that are not their own. That's a real interesting statement. Explain that one.
Yes. We got to a point where we were trying to have probably a real broad scope of opinion from conservative to liberal, if you will, to from the breadth of opinion on this topic. And we were having challenges getting folk on the yay side. Does economic recovery help everyone? Yes. And so we asked folk if they wouldn't mind arguing the yay side if they didn't actually believe that. So we'll see. I think, you know, it's going to open up the panel. We got this great opinion that folk who may not necessarily believe in the point of view may, you know, argue even further and deeper into that particular side. So we'll see. I mean, and I'm looking forward to having the discourse. I think it'll be an interesting kind of exercise either way.
That panel discussion is Saturday morning at the Thomas Theater at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Again, the title is, Does Economic Recovery Help Everyone? Robert Goodwin's the in-residence programs manager of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Education Department. State Representative Peter Buckley is here as well. He'll be part of that panel. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Ann in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much. What I would like to see is a play based roughly on the theme of Thomas Frank's What's the Matter with Kansas, which is how a political party can manipulate people using fear and hate to vote against their own economic self-interest. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anne. Appreciate that. Robert, how much comes back from what you do to go back to the folks who run the festival to say, hey, you know, people really like to see a play on this? Shakespeare does commission plays, won a Tony Award for one last year. So, how, you know, is there a pipeline back in the other direction?
Well, the great thing is that this effort has been an interdepartmental one. And so the literary department, American Revolutions, most definitely our marketing and outreach effort departments have been all together on working to kind of form the efforts. But also that then pipeline comes back and forth. So we are kind of in conversation about what the potential could be. I don't know what that will actually manifest, but we are in collaboration.
All right. So to the question that is at the center of the discussion, does economic recovery help everyone? State Representative Peter Buckley, you had said, I think you gave us some outline there a moment ago when you said that this is about as good as it gets in Oregon with the current set of circumstances.
Correct.
That this is as good as the economy gets.
Right. Correct. So I think that you know, we struggle with these questions, and I think OSF is doing a great service here of bringing forward the issues in a way that hopefully reaches to a kind of a tipping point of where society and the political body can move to. You know, I mentioned earlier how knocking on doors, we heard a certain story over and over again. Rob mentioned stories, and we're kind of pushed by stories. That has influenced us. In 2012, during that campaign, every story we heard from every doorway practically was, you can't keep cutting my kids' schools. Don't lay off another teacher. We can't stand it. And we got into the session, and I tell you, everybody, Democratic and Republican, wanted to fund K-12. We got to get it done. We got to get it done somehow. And we're hearing the same thing now, like I said, about just the basic life, being able to have a decent life, to afford child care, to be able to afford clothes for your kids, some basic food security, etc. So these are issues that the stories are getting told. They're starting to reach that kind of crescendo. Programs like this help bring it forward. It's essential to get that conversation to that tipping point where we're actually willing to take action. And I think we are. I think in the 2016 election, there's going to be measures on the ballot where the people of Oregon, at least, are going to be able to make some decisions on their future and how they see the minimum wage in our state or how they see the different parts of our society working.
Is one of the major issues that we don't have the manufacturing jobs in abundance that Oregon once had, particularly in the timber industry?
Yeah, we've never made the transition from the timber industry into what is the new economy. We're on the way. We were making some great strides. Manufacturing is actually up in Oregon, and we're actually doing a fairly good job. So when you have questions like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this trade pact that's being debated, you'll see political leaders on both sides of the issue, because Oregon is a manufacturing state and we're an export state. So you have to wrestle with that. You have to say, what exactly does it mean? Is this actually going to help us export more goods, which means more jobs here at home, or are we going to be exporting jobs again? And what's the impact on that on our communities? And what's the impact on that on the other countries that we're trading with? They're not easy issues. They're not simple issues. But there are some certain values, I think, that we all share. I mentioned the steel workers in Albany. The frustration that they have is that their company is prospering. So why are they being asked to have a lower standard of life while their CEO gets paid a $1 million bonus? There are things like that I think our society can come to grips with, and I think we're on the verge of coming to grips with.
Is the answer to the question different at different points in history? Does economic recovery help everyone? Is this a different answer in 2015 from what it was in 1965 or 1985?
I would think so. I do think so. I mean, I think that if you look at how America came out of World War II, for instance, there was a great kind of collective improvement of life. And there'll be arguments, and I'm going to argue on Saturday, that I'm going to be on the side of saying economic recovery does help everybody, because there's even a moral argument you can be made. The Pope was here last month and talking about poverty. poverty. And it's not just poverty in Oregon, even though that's what's in, right in front of us, but there's poverty throughout the world. And the economic recovery is addressing worldwide poverty. So there's a moral argument to be made by saying, look, we can't pull back out of fear. We can't pull back out of selfishness. We have to be at least aware of the impact of poverty of all people, not just our own people.
Well, and in fact, that is dealt with in SWEAT. I have seen SWEAT. And, of course, there's this whole issue of the person who was an immigrant to the United States. You know, would he take the job at the factory doing the cleanup to take the machinery out, which removes the jobs from the workers who've been there for a long time making big money? And, you know, so somebody is helped somewhere by economic activity, even if that economic activity is taking somebody's job and shoving it someplace else. This is a really tricky one to deal with in a stage play. Is it made easier by the fact that we've seen it happen around us for years?
I don't know if it's made easier, but the modulation is you can't get around the modulation that it takes to kind of fix or solve the equation. Solve is in quotes, that
right.
is. I mean, because you know,
yeah.
I don't know if that's a way. It depends on what your result really wants to be. You know, if economic prosperity across the board from a worldwide context all the way to a national context is what we're trying to achieve, then that's going to be an interesting give and take. I think folk across the board are going to have to adjust. So the SWEAT prompts questions. I don't know how many answers it gives. It sets the plate.
Yep.
For us to have, and that's the reason why these kinds of discussions have to happen, because I think what
this is the other shoe.
Yes, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
So what else is planned in the Living Ideas series for SWEAT? Because you've had, I think, the two discussions already about urban versus rural Oregon. Is that right?
We've had a fair amount of programs. Interactive debate is the culmination of the series. But we've had Festival Noon lectures on campus all the way to art and community dialogues in partnership with American Revolutions. We've been to Butte Falls. We've been to Medford. On Tuesday, we'll be going to Klamath Falls in the library system, engaging with community there, having conversations and some art-making exercises for folk to be able to tell their own stories. So we've been kind of rolling since the beginning of the summer, and we're on the last turn heading into October 17th.
Which is the end of the just the last event of this particular
yes.
series. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Goodwin is of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Representative Peter Buckley is a state legislator in Oregon. So have any other Shakespeare plays in the roster this year gotten the kind of outreach efforts through the Education Department that you've done with SWEAT?
Well, we have over 22 education programs, and we connect.
And you're in charge of all of them.
No, I'm in charge of half of them. But those programs work on campus and in an outreach capacity to communities that come here as well as that go out into not only just the Valley, but east to Kansas. The school visit program, which is a touring program, is actually gearing up to go to communities from the north, west, all the way to Southern California and east to do the kind of outreach that we do via Shakespeare. And we have a whole grouping of programming that will help, that will start in the fall, later fall. I guess that'll be winter for us. So it just keeps on going.
It does. You're always looking a year ahead.
Campus, right? We're always a year and a half ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty comprehensive, to say the least.
Have you got any responses from people along the lines of like, wait a second, this is a great conversation to have, but why is an arts organization the one that's spurring it rather than having it come from the legislators or somebody, some other entity that would be more governmental and less artistic, I guess?
Well, I think that that's just, I think that's a misperception that I'm personally trying to kind of remedy. It works together. We work together. I think that's what SWEAT is even prompting, but most definitely in community. We work together to prompt challenges and to solve those challenges in a very balanced and excellent way. So we have gotten those responses, but my answer is always, again, art. You know, there's a reason why we say art imitates life. You know, it's because they work together. And so, again, you know, then my job is to then take this information or to have the legislature or the governmental representative as part of my programming or as part of the programming to be able to inform the other.
Is there a play on next year's roster that's going to get similar attention, that that you'll do similar efforts with?
Yes, I can say it'll be Row, our production of Row, which is a new play, but that's definitely in development.
And what's Row about?
Row is about the Roe versus Wade case.
Ah, okay. Oh, well, yes.
There'll be some discussion.
Just some discussion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't go for the little stuff.
No. If you're going to dive, let's dive deep.
Have you been to all the events, Robert?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Most definitely.
And what's the general sense you got? I mean, versus what your expectations might have been, what have you seen out there that did or did not match any expectations?
I think this year it was a strong beta testing of the program. I think what I saw is that in order to reach community, you have to make community. And so our job is to continue to come down the hill to folk and reach hands out and meet people and connect with folk and their constituents and vice versa. And then that spreads the word for the actual engagement. But without that connection, without that reaching, then it's kind of the efforts kind of go into the ether. And people have a lot to deal with in life. So you have to connect with an ambassador. You have to connect with a community member.
Robert Goodwin is the in-residence programs manager at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Education Department, in charge of the Living Ideas program, which has been taking the play Sweat on the road for a number of events. And Peter Buckley, state representative, will stick around. We'll talk to him about his pending retirement. And I want to thank Robert Goodwin for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
The event is Saturday. It's Does Economic Recovery Help Everyone? It is a ticketed event, but free. So contact the box office at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, 9 to 11 Saturday at the Thomas Theater in Ashland. Thanks again, Robert.
Mm-hmm.